Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And it's a Sunday evening, but we are blasting out the guys. We had Eddie Hicks on. We had Jacob Ramsey. And last but not least, we have Patrick Benoit, the Vanderbilt Commodores linebacker. How you doing tonight, Patrick?
I'm doing really great. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all. Obviously, you're making your way to the NFL, and a lot going on in your life. Have you grasped the concept yet that college football is over and everything you do now is basically focused on becoming a professional football player?
Yeah, it was kind of weird at first, but yeah, I've totally grasped it now. I'm up here training in New York with a bunch of these guys, and we're competing hard and working hard every day, so it's great. But yeah, right now my full focus is on training, working out, getting stronger, getting faster, and hopefully succeeding on to the professional level.
Excellent. In terms of the professional level, you're about 6 foot, 225, 24 pounds. I asked all the guys this. Are you looking to gain a little weight or shed? What's the goal in that aspect of things?
Well, right now I'm looking to gain just a little bit, but, obviously I'm not a prototypical size, but, I'm not 6'3", 245 pounds, but, I'm a very versatile player, and speed and quickness make up for that for me. So right now I want to gain a few pounds and everything, but right now I'm really just focused on speed and power and explosion. So right there, probably my greatest attributes as a player, but I'm just trying to fine-tune them in for the NFL.
Excellent. And for people who weren't aware, you were the 2009 co-defensive team captain for the Vanderbilt defense. What's that like, having your teammates, look up to you in that role that, they consider you a leader of the team?
Oh, well, out of any honor I received at Vandy, I would have that's probably the greatest, just because it's your peers that are that put you into that position to lead the team, and I was very grateful and humbled by that. But my whole life I've wanted to be a leader, and being a leader is really me. So I do everything I can for the team, and that starts with just getting me as best as I can be on the field.
And for the folks listening out there, Patrick's not lying to you when he said he wants to be a leader. You're the co-captain on your high school team that was ranked number one in the nation. How do guys kind of tend? Are you a type of leader? Are you a rah, 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 get in their face guy? You just lead by example and they follow with it.
Well, a little bit of both. I'm more of a lead by example and everything, but, every now and then you got to get into people's faces, stuff like that. It's football. It's an aggressive sport. But, really being a leader is more than any of that. You got to be able to relate to all the guys on the team, talk to everybody, keep people motivated and stuff like that. Because, there's a lot of people that play football know, playing in the games is the easiest part. It's the off season. It's the working out in the summer and practices that sometimes can wear and tear on the body. But really it's just to keep people going, keep people, eyes on the prize type deal, and, to make big plays when a big play needs to be made.
And for the people who aren't, a big Vanderbilt fan, we're talking with Patrick Benoit, the linebacker. But I say that because obviously you have the physical skills, but you're also a very smart young man. You're a three-time SEC Academic Honor Roll recipient. Does it just come naturally to you, the book smarts of things?
Maybe a little bit. Obviously hard work goes into it, and on the football side, I've always really understood football. That's probably another one of my best assets on the field. Understanding, comprehending the scheme of things. As especially football, it's such a team sport. Every single player plays such an intricate role, and it works kind of as a machine. Your strongest link is your weakest link. So everyone has to be working together in an efficient manner on the field. So it does help be intelligent on the field, because it's not all just physical capabilities. The mental aspect plays in, a key role.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Patrick Benoit, the former Vanderbilt Commodore linebacker who's making his way towards the NFL draft. Patrick, in terms of training, obviously you've begun that. Right now, you know, what are you looking to improve on the most when it comes to the football side of things? I mean, what's something that, you know, your coaches might preach to you about, you know, Patrick, you got to get on this, you know, you really got to improve here. Is there anything that really stands out?
Anyone can really tell you, it's just getting bigger, stronger, and faster. Right now, I'm really focusing on my explosiveness and my speed. The 40-yard dash and the pro shuttle and all that, they involve a lot of technique and they involve, you know, a lot of athleticism. So right now I'm trying to fine-tune, you know, all of that. And then, from the football side, you know, I'm with a bunch of guys, you know, we all compete and we like to do drills and stuff like that. So, you know, all of us can, you know, add our own two cents, help each other out. And, competing is the best way to get better. If you're going against guys that are just as good or better than you, it only makes you that much better. So, right now I'm just trying to get stronger and faster. That's, you know, pretty much, I guess, what everyone's trying to do.
And you mentioned, guys that are, stronger or faster. Obviously, you played in the SEC, you know, what many consider the best conference in college football. Who are some of the guys that, you know, kind of really, you know, awed you, guys you might have played with, guys that are on your team, guys you went up, you know, against? Anyone stand out in that term?
Playing in the SEC, you get to play against, you know, the best, you know, the best collegiate athletes in the world. You know, I got to play against, you know, the Percy Harvins and the, you know, Noshawn Marinos and guys like that, and Dexter McCluster, just these really explosive guys that can, you know, change the game at 1 minute. So, you know, obviously they're really tough to prepare for and stuff like that. But, you know, being amongst those kind of players and playing against those kind of players, you know, I think, you know, shows a lot about, you know, the SEC and can show a lot about me, you know, the type of athletes that I've been playing against. So, on Vanderbilt, you know, I was there when Earl Bennett was there a few years ago and DJ Moore, and obviously we got Myron Lewis this year and a couple of good young freshman running backs and Warren Norman and Zach Stacy. So, you know, day in and day out, we're always playing against, you know, game changer type of athletes and stuff like that. So again, the competition aspect is what, you know, makes everyone better.
Excellent. And checking out your player profile, and I talked with Jacob earlier about it, and I'll bring it up to you as well. 75 South, who represents you. You don't know how nice it is to have a little player profile page that guys can click links on too. And when I was looking at your profile pages, they have the great picture of you, going up on Tim Tebow and, grabbing the jersey. And, you know, he's kind of giving you the face mask, not the face mask, but the stiff arm back. What was it like going up against Tebow?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. Obviously, Tim's a great player. Everyone knows that. He's numerous awards and records and stuff like that. But, you know, Florida was a great team every time we played them. So, going up against Tebow was great. I actually got a chance to sack him my senior year. So it might have been on that play where he was grabbing my face mask on the picture. So, that was a pretty big time play for me. And, you know, I was, you know, really psyched about it.
Yeah, I mean, did you get a lot of love from family and friends? And, you know, what was it like getting to Tim Tebow since, he's such a, you know, superstar on the college realm?
Oh yeah, I mean, I get a lot of love from all the family and friends, not just for that play, but you know, I've had a great support from my immediate family, between my mom and my dad and my brother and sister, and then on to my grandparents and cousins and aunts. So, you know, it's been great. I had a great time, a great ride at Vandy, and you know, I'm just hoping to continue it into the NFL.
Excellent. And Patrick, I ask this of every guy that comes on the show. If we put you under an NFL helmet, I mean, what player are you going to remind us the most? If, you know, you snuck in those pads and we didn't know that was you out there, who are we going to say, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so?
Oh, man. It's hard to compare yourself to all these guys you look up to. I feel like I play a lot like Mike Singletary. You know, growing up, got to saw film on him, and you know, he's always been, you know, one of my idols as a linebacker, and just, you know, his knack for the football, just always around making plays, and that's what it's all about, is just getting around the ball, making plays. You know, there's a lot of stuff that plays in the football between, you know, the speed and the height and the strength and the pre-snap reads and all that, but once the ball snaps, it's all read and react. So that's a guy that I'd like to model my play off of.
Yeah, and obviously Michael Singletary was a tackle machine, and you yourself, you finished in the top 10, I believe, in total tackles in the SEC, which is a pretty lofty accomplishment considering some of the standouts, just like yourself, who play in the SEC. Patrick, your time at Vanderbilt, I mean, can you believe it's come and gone and this transition, is that already upon you?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, at first it's kind of a little bit weird. It's just like, gosh, Lee, those 4 years went by a little quick. But, you know, again, I had a great time at Vandy. You know, Nashville's a great city. You know, I developed a lot of great relationships with some buds that, I'll be able to continue to have a friendship with them forever. So, you know, I had a great time and everything, but, you know, I'm definitely can tell the time has passed. You know, I'm, 12 hours away from graduating, and like I said, you know, my focus is strictly on, you know, succeeding at the next level, you know, doing whatever I got to do to make that happen.
Excellent. And 12 hours away, what are you getting your degree in?
I'm getting my degree in economics with a business minor type deal, and you know, that Vanderbilt is such a, that was played a part in choosing my university. Obviously, Vanderbilt's a great school. I'm getting a great degree. So, you know, I want to aspire for, you know, more things than just football in my future. You know, I want to be successful in all fields. I've even, you know, talked to people about, you know, trying to get my MBA or even a law degree. But, you know, that's on into the future. And right now, football is my main focus.
Excellent. That's terrific. Congratulations. That's I mean, besides the football side of things, that's a fantastic accomplishment as well. Your time at Vandy, I mean, was there any coaches or even teachers, professors or anything like that that really helped, you know, helped you along, somebody that kind of stands out as almost a mentor or something that you really could go to?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a ton of people I could point out. You know, it's hard just to choose one. Obviously, the entire defensive coaching staff, in particular, my linebacker coach, Warren Bielan, and the defensive coordinator, Bruce Fowler, you know, always there helped me out, you know, not redshirting and everything. I was able to pick up on the defense pretty quick. So, you know, they were able to do a lot of things with me. I began to start in my sophomore season and, you know, only got better as my career went on. So I think both of them, you know, played a huge part in helping me understand the overall scheme of things and, you know, kind of, you know, get the big picture aspect and then be able to, you know, break down each detail by detail.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Patrick Benoit, the Vanderbilt Commodores outstanding linebacker. He's making his way to the path to his own draft. And also here, we like to close things down, Patrick, with a little thing that we call three and out, just some fun one-liner questions, kind of just off base. Are you ready to roll with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Excellent. If you could go back to Vanderbilt one more time and play one SEC school, which school would you like to be?
Which school would I like to be? I would have to say Ole Miss.
Any reason why?
A lot of my family's from Mississippi, and that's just, you know, that's a school that has a lot of great players. It's a school I always want to beat.
Excellent. Hey, that's all you need to say. Second down is, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your linebacking skills, what other skill could you showcase America?
Oh, my goodness. I'm not really sure. America's Got Talent. I definitely don't have a good singing voice, but I can maybe showcase a few dance moves.
Excellent. There you go. And last question, we got 20 seconds left. If you could take any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Ooh, I would take any one of the Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there, right?
No, you cannot go wrong there.
Excellent. That's a good choice. Well, Patrick, hey, like I said, we love having you. Enjoy talking with you. You're a great kid. Obviously, you know, have a great future ahead. We just want to let you know, as I told everyone from 75 South, anytime you guys want to come back, tell us what's going on, give us the latest updates, you know, as you make your progress towards the NFL, let us know.
All right, sounds great, and I appreciate you having me, Debo.
Yep, no problem. That was Patrick Benoit, the outstanding linebacker from the Vanderbilt Commodores. He's currently, you know, working out in New York with his other guys from 75 South. Those guys are, you know, looking to make that next big jump. And like I said, great bunch of kids. And like I said, he has a nice, nice niche for the game. Super smart. I mean, and that's going to stand out when he sits down with these NFL scouts and GMs. Guys are going to want to kind of tinker with him. You know, you could tell they're just talking with him. You know, he's a great, sound, smart kid. He has the physical tools to go with it, and I tell you what, that goes a lot when these guys are doing the evaluation. I'm your host, Bill Marchant, with another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.